I'm Jesse Robertson from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and this is Alaska Voices, a place for communities to connect through conversation in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonek.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Grand Park.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
My name is Christina Schultz. I'm 31 years old. Today is October 10th, 2017, and I'm talking to my science buddy, Channing.
Hi, my name is Channing Bolt. I am 23 years old, and I am at St. Paul's School on St. Paul Island, Alaska, here for Bering Sea Days with my science buddy, Chris.
So Bering Sea Days is a week that we get a bunch of people involved in science to come to St. Paul and do activities with the kids and teach them a little bit about oceanography and ecosystems. I felt like this was a great opportunity to get to know these kids and to get to know this reality and the human side of it, you know, how they see themselves. It's important as a scientist to get this human feel for who's being affected by what you're doing and how.
You know, I'm constantly surrounded by scientists, and I don't really know how to communicate science that well. So it's kind of nice to be in a group of kids, and especially because they're so honest. And then seeing what works, seeing what doesn't.
One of the things that fascinate me about Arctic science, because I work with Antarctica and with the Arctic, is that it's just so much more tangible for so many more people. So Antarctica, it's fascinating from the scientific point of view, but you don't have a community that depends on the sea ice in Antarctica. In Alaska, there's a lot more people that, you know, you're driving somewhere and they say, well, when I was a kid, the glacier used to come all the way to here and now it's all the way over there. And it just feels a lot more real. It feels like these are the first people to be affected by the changes that the world is going through. How'd you end up in Alaska from San Diego?
Well, I studied oceanography at Humboldt State University, which is in Northern California. So I wanted to do oceanography starting at the age of 6, which is weird. Not a normal 6-year-old is just like, I want to do oceanography. But I remember going on a walk with my dad and I was like, I want to study the ocean. What's that called? And he goes, oceanography. I'm like, I'm going to do that. My professor, the chemistry professor at Humboldt, was into trace metals. And I was telling him, I was like, I want to go for my PhD right away. And he was like, well, I know this professor that I got my PhD with, and she's up in Alaska. I was like, great. What's her email? It's funny because for the first like 6 months, my family didn't even know I was in a PhD program. It was such a leap of faith. They're like, oh, so how's your master's going? I was like, I'm not getting my master's. I'm getting my PhD. So I know that you're an oceanographer at Woods Hole University, and I was wondering, how did you get into oceanography?
By accident. My family, so my dad's an engineer. My brother is into science now, but he did engineering in college. And my mom's a medical doctor. She's a pathologist. So is my sister. So during high school, nobody ever asked me what I wanted to do, and everybody simply assumed that I was going to go to med school. The day before I had to turn in my application, I had a meltdown, started crying a lot. I said, I don't know what to do. And that's the moment that my mom was like, okay, let's think about this. And oceanography was the one course that I saw that I could study math, I could study chemistry, I could study biology, I could study geology, physics. And if I didn't know what I wanted to do by then, like at least I'd know which area I should go to. Since oceanography is not a very traditional career, there was some special pressure from like my whole family, my extended family even, on like, okay, now I gotta prove to these people that I'm smart.
Where did you get your master's?
I got my master's at the National Institute for Space Research in Brazil. So it's like the Brazilian NASA. And my master's was in meteorology.
And then you came to the US?
Yeah.
So what do you want to do with your PhD?
I feel like there's a lot to learn from comparing pole to pole. And I feel like I'm in a good position now to write projects on it and keep doing it for a while. And as long as I'm having fun, and doesn't mean I'm not working hard, but while I think I can do it and still live a sane life, I'd like to to keep doing that. It's not easy. There's all the stress. There's all the uncertainties, especially my situation being a foreigner in the current political environment. Things are not guaranteed at all. And there's lots of funding I can't even apply to. So
really?
Yeah.
What kind of funding?
A lot of NSF, a lot of the Navy funds, like those NASA even.
Really?
Those are like Americans or residents, and I'm not either of those. What do you want to do with your PhD?
So I got it's called the SMART Scholarship. It's a Navy scholarship, so they are going to pay for the rest of the 4 years of my PhD. And then I owe them 4 years of work. And I interned there for 4 years and I really loved it. It was great. It's in San Diego, but I ultimately would like to come back to Alaska and continue studying sea ice. So about the political environment, do you think that a lot of scientists are restricted by the fact that countries maybe don't collaborate as much as they should? Do you think science could progress if we had more like international events where we could really like work together?
Oh, absolutely. It's a complicated issue because some of the things I feel like everybody would benefit from having more data. It is a thing that back in the 60s and 70s and 80s, the U.S. did a lot of damage in South America and they did support a lot of the dictatorships we had. So politics makes it really hard. And I understand completely a country that says, you know what, I don't want to give this data out. I don't want it to be internationally available.
There's so much of our political tension happening right now. You kind of forget that, you know, there's other countries going through other political things and like just kind of gets absorbed in your own country's politics.
It's really fun because I feel like we have a lot in common and like being so involved with like sea ice research. There's this kind of personality like,
yeah,
why do you want to live in Alaska? That's a question that has to be asked, but I totally get it.
Yeah.
Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.